Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon and happy St. Patrick's Day. It is Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Wednesday, March 17th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news, the city of Wauchula will be working on Florida Avenue Monday, March 15th through Friday, March 19th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tree trimming has already taken place, and the transfer of wire to new poles is currently underway and will happen all the way until Friday. Please be cautious of our city workers in the area. We all play an important role in keeping Florida safe during spring break. They want you to report suspicious activity to your local agency. Call 1-855-FLA-SAFE or download the Florida CSAY app. Learn more about the indicators of suspicious activity at flcsay.org. The Hardy County Supervisor of Elections, Diane Smith, is pleased to announce a scholarship opportunity through the Florida State Association of Supervisors of Election, known as FSE. FSE will award three $1,200 scholarships again this year. Students must be a political science, public administration, business administration, or journalism mass communications major who have completed 2 years of junior college or undergraduate work. Students must be enrolled as a full-time student in a Florida senior college or university. No postgraduate or second degree students are eligible. The completed scholarship application, a resume, and two letters of recommendation must be submitted to the Supervisor of Elections office in which the applicant is registered to vote by March 26, 2021. You may pick up a copy of the scholarship guidelines at either the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections Office, South Florida State College Wauchula Campus, or Hardy Senior High School. Your local events this Friday at the historic Wauchula City Hall, they'll be playing the Tom Hanks classic Forrest Gump as part of their movie series. Admission is free. The location will vary between the historic City Hall Auditorium and Heritage Park in accordance with CDC guidelines. Your jobs here in the area, Curative is looking for a site specialist in Arcadia, U.S. work authorization is required. L. Cobb Construction is looking for an accounts payable specialist. 1 year of accounting and accounts payable experience are preferred. And Sprout Therapy is looking for a registered behavioral technician. RBT certification is preferred. All these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 80 degrees out, feels like 86, mostly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality fair, maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds south at 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 16. Humidity, humid 62%. The dew point is 66 degrees Fahrenheit, cloud cover is 26%. The visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last updated, 10:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This afternoon, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday, mostly sunny and windy, highs in the upper 80s. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. And Thursday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 60s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 and a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With increasing temperatures, dairy cattle face heat stress more frequently than in the past. But thanks to cooling technology, those cows can now enjoy a better life. University of Georgia researchers determined dairy cattle cooled with fans and sprinklers responded better to heat stress, produced more milk, and have healthier mammary glands. In the Journal of Dairy Science, UGA scientists determined how evaporative cooling and zinc sources in feed impact mammary glands and heat shock responses in lactating dairy cattle. The majority of rented farmland is owned by landlords who don't operate farms, and a subset known as absent landlords don't even reside in the local farming area. That's according to a new report from USDA's Economic Research Service. The study finds the prevalence of absent landlords was consistently higher in areas with low rents and land values and weaker indicators of local economic development. The Produce Marketing Association is bringing the industry back together in person in Monterey, California for the Food Service Conference July 21st and 22nd. According to thepacker.com, as the food service industry rebounds from a year of COVID-19 disruption, PMA will provide a venue for food service operators to find supply partners. With safety still a top priority, PMA will be utilizing global and local guidelines and industry-specific standards and recommendations to create an event that ensures meaningful connections in a safe, socially distanced way.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. This week on the Farm Traveler Podcast, I interview the family behind Boyd Farms Fresh, a seventh-generation cattle ranch that is pivoting to a farm-to-table model. Former Florida and U.S. Congressman Alan Boyd and his family are the owners behind Boyd Farms Fresh, a beef ranch located near the Florida-Georgia border. In our interview, Alan discusses the reasoning on the pivot, which was a result of some of the processing issues caused by the pandemic.
Fresh beef got short in the grocery store, and the farmers didn't have an outlet for theirs, and it got really cheap. My wife and Suzanne and the boys, we all talked about it and decided to try to pivot this operation into a farm-to-table, which is it's not an easy project for fresh beef, because especially in this part of the country where there are very few harvest plants for beef.
This direct-to-consumer model also results in fresher meat for consumers. Here is Suzanne Boyd, the marketing manager behind Boyd Farms Fresh.
You have to think about what your meat has been through before it gets to the grocery store. And yes, you only have a couple of days to eat that. But our meat is so fresh, you have up to 45 days for most of our cuts in your refrigerator before you have to even think about freezing it.
To hear the whole interview and other Farm Traveler podcast episodes, just search for Farm Traveler on your favorite podcast app of choice or visit thefarmtraveler.com.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. A mixed picture on Wall Street as the market awaits the outcome of the Fed's latest policy meeting. Republican attorneys general from 21 states questioning a provision of the $1.9 trillion pandemic rescue plan. It bars the states from using the funds to offset tax cuts.
In a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, the attorneys general said the prohibition is unclear, but, quote, potentially breathtaking. Republican states are concerned that any tax cut could be jeopardized if it's construed as taking advantage of the pandemic relief funds. The White House has said it expects the relief funds to not go toward decreasing taxes.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Severe winter weather across much of the country pushed home construction down a sharp 10.3% last month, while applications for new construction tumbled by 10.8%. With business, Samrat Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Utah Jazz got off to a blistering 26-6 start before dropping 5 of 9, but 19 three-pointers helped them defeat Boston 117-109 last night. Jazz center Rudy Gobert, who had 16 points, says they played a pretty strong game.
Some games you play bad defense, you don't play great, but you win. Tonight, I really felt like we locked in defensively. You know, it's a great game to build on, and you know, that's the team we want to be.
Eastern Conference leader Philadelphia won their sixth straight, 99-96 over New York. Sixers guard Ben Simmons with 16 points on being down by 8 at the half.
You know, it was rough going into halftime. You know, we were in the locker room. You know, we weren't happy with the way we were playing, but we changed our mindset and came out aggressive, and Tobias really took over.
Tobias Harris got hot in the final minutes. He scored 7 straight points, including the tying and go-ahead baskets. Zach LaVine ended up with 40 points as Chicago defeated Oklahoma City 123-102. This is SRN Sports. Los Angeles down Minnesota 137-121. The Lakers' third straight win. It was Atlanta 119, Houston 107. 17 straight losses for the Rockets. Miami's won 11-12, including a 113-98 win over Cleveland. Portland defeated New Orleans 125-124. In the NHL was Washington 3, the Islanders 1. Capitals left winger Alex Ovechkin, who scored his 718th career goal, says he's proud to have moved into sixth place on the all-time goals list.
Obviously, it's history. It's pretty big numbers, and you know, happy to be in that category. But you know, just move forward.
Tampa Bay was a shootout winner over Dallas 4-3. It was New Jersey 3, Buffalo 2, Boston 2, Pittsburgh 1, Detroit 4-2 over Carolina, Minnesota 3, Arizona 0, Colorado 8, Anaheim 4. Tiger Woods He's back at home in Florida to resume his recovery from career-threatening leg injuries he suffered when his SUV ran off a road and down a hill in the Los Angeles suburbs last month. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks in friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, I really don't like prom jokes. The punchline's always too long. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks, and remember, don't feel blue. Feel green. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.